Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Jethro. I'm doing well. How about you?
Really glad. I'm tired of being grounded. We were having a little bit of things where they're letting us out of little places in California, and I've always been a people person. Like, gosh, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot going on in this country right now and around the world. So, yes, we're all trying to just keep it together, right? Yes. My name is, do you need my full name or just my first name?
Just your first name.
My name is Mary, and my birthday is 9/15/71.
Mary, the guides are telling me that you are a person that's an actionary. What I saw and what I'm telling you, the guides give me permission to read, is that your energy, you have to be keeping things handled. I feel like you're a person that you don't like things left unattended. You want to know what's going on. You want to work with things. I do feel that you have something going on. And I keep picking up school or career. I keep picking up things that are connected to paperwork, things that are handled. I feel like you're working. Are you overworking? Because I saw that it looked like there was a little stress there. Like, what do I do with this? How do I, you know?
Yeah, well, with respect to school versus work, I started this program on e-commerce and then discovered that the person who offered the program could be practicing or using fraudulent practices in his business. And so that's a little stressful for me. So I'm going to request a refund because I'm within the first 30 days of his money back guarantee. And I was wondering about whether I should pursue other methods of e-commerce to make some money on the side, for starters. And also, I'm looking for work right now, and I'm wondering if I should continue to look in the same area that I was in before, or if I should look into other areas that would be a better fit for me in the long term.
And I thank you. That explains why I'm seeing, because I did feel that I do feel you're going to get the money back and that you're going to look at something a little more legitimate. And unfortunately, this one was the person, and I'm so sad, you know, when you find out that people are not doing it. I did see you doing real well on a home e-commerce, a business based at home, and I also felt that you would be going back some kind of a part-time or something here for both. But I feel like you need that little bit of stability, you're saying, right now to give you just that extra grounding and that time together, you know. So you're out working a little bit, and it's funny you said that when you were pursuing, because they showed me that you have a couple of abilities that you're really good at business. I feel that that's part of the calling, you know, for you, is where you can get in, handle something, be productive. They're telling me it looks like you had you have some allies or something when you were pursuing the career before that you didn't. That wasn't the right time. We're now maybe going back, checking over some old connections, something there. I keep seeing people who, you know, wanting to hire you, working with you, you know?
Oh, well, that was for a consulting firm where I know two of the people who work there. And I interviewed a couple of months ago, right before the lockdown, and the HR person turned me down, even though I was recommended by these two people, and then these people who I know said, we will repeal this decision or seek for the decision to be repealed by going to the HR person's supervisor, but this would have to be done after the lockdown lifts. And I know that the company has contracted and they have a hiring freeze for the time being, but down the line, I was thinking about reapproaching these two people who said that they were willing to vouch for me.
Very good, and I feel you doing that, and I feel they're going to have something there. I do feel that there is some change going on. It's ironic we were talking first about the country and what's going on, but I feel something's happening around them, but they're going to have not only a good role for you, but also be able to give you a lead of something that's opening up in that field. Just right close. You look like ready to take off. And what I thought was ironic was I saw within a couple of weeks you got the right calls, the e-commerce, and you got the business that was doing the right thing, and it was actually something that was going to work out with you to where you can do both. I feel like you've been kind of like, I don't want to say layaway, but you've been back to the business. I thought you were really doing well. You're doing really good. You're going to be able to go and do it. Mary, it's a fun thing that's happening with individuals right now. That Venus retrograde, got everyone sitting around kind of going through their emotions, their relationships, their work. I feel like this is good for you. You're a very direct person, and that's what's needed. Someone who will stand up and take that, you know, they take that ball and run with it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I really want to do something with e-commerce, and I just have to find the right way to go, and it requires more exploration on my part. And so it's good to hear that within a couple of weeks I will have settled on something that will work.
I'm very impressed with you. As an entrepreneur my whole life, I've owned my own business at 18, and my whole life, we are a different breed of animal, and you've got that ability. I also see that you've got good ethics, you've got things working there, and your angels are telling me as you're working out some of the other situations in your life, it looks like this is the time to get it. I was very impressed that they said that those people have given you a good referral, that have some kind of lead to something where you've worked it too. And the only reason I got that too is that I said they wanted you to have, as the e-commerce went in, you're very hard on Mary. So you grab a hold of something, and if it's not, it's going to have to be really rocking and moving. You can, but if you got that time and you were able to do that for a little while, and then I saw a really miraculous thing happening for you, is I saw the guy sitting down and putting you into a very strong spiritual enlightenment from it. It's like they're going here. There's something good financially coming through for the year, which I find really good for e-commerce. You're right on target, but you're getting now, you get to learn the hard knocks, you find the pieces, you get yourself up and ready and running. But the fall with school starting and the things with holidays and things, you're going to do very well. I feel that there's been a lot of people doing very financially good that I have been talking to throughout the country with my website, psychicjester.com, and people contacting me. This is the time that to do that extra homework. People are getting at home and they're watching movies. Here you are looking to find work. I just love it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think that it's really time to kick it up a notch if you want to. Right, you can work on yourself and find a way to elevate your life.
I feel it. I can tell by the end of June you're going to have something you decided on. There's something going there. I also saw a really beautiful thing. Some of your abilities kick in. You have some intuitive things where you feel things, and you're a good person, so you're looking for that positive, you know, strong, honest work and things going. And I do feel the guides are going to tell you that. I do feel that your guides are sensing with you, and you're getting feelings, and what they're telling you, this is what we want. They're also getting you ready. They talked a little bit about you have some other people that you're going to help. There's something really big about you getting into e-commerce, and then you are helping other individuals, or you're putting things forth to make sure that they're getting what they need, is what I'm feeling.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I do want to help people, and one of the reasons why I want to become an entrepreneur is so that I can increase my revenue and give back to the nonprofit sector where I've worked for many years. But, you know, there's only so much that one can do as a worker bee in that field. And, you know, with the money that I make, I will be able to make a greater impact on society. That's the whole idea at the end of the day. And also to spend more time with my elderly parents and help them.
I feel you're going to do that. I'm very blessed to have you on here. I welcome you to coming. If you get on the psychicjester.com and put in, you were our first one here in June, and we always give prizes away, is what the wild is. You've won a really nice Amethyst necklace that I will send it to you. But we never share your information. Just go on psychicjester.com, put on where you contact, and I'll send it through snail mail, and you know, make sure it's safe, that when it gets to you, you know, you don't have to worry. So thank you for calling in, Mary, and I please follow the show, and I hope to hear from you again. I can't wait to hear the next step of this business.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed, right?
Amen, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to grab the phone here in a minute. We've got a couple of individuals that have wrote in an email. I'm going to read one to you guys. This is Denise Agas. She's writing me here in Alabama. She's telling me that she's been having problems lately. There's things going on. Her husband doesn't come home at times. There's been other situations. He is working, even though during this pandemic. Other friends have been telling her for quite a while that they felt that something was there. There's been little hints here with her. She leaves this very noble picture for me and tells me here that she's just, would you look at my picture and see what's happening. I look at the energy and I can see with it. I feel you're going to be really surprised. I don't feel that your man is messing around on you. I feel your man is very stressed, and I see him going and walking in the park. I see him dealing with some depression. Their people are right. He is acting different. When I look at this man's energy, this picture you sent me, I don't see anything there with some other person. What I see is I see him working and trying to really do this. And you can correct me, let me know. I have very good accuracy, but I would really bet on that. You know, there's a real simple thing, sitting down and talking. I know there's a way of doing that. You know, are you happy? Are you working? Letting him talk, because what I saw here with this relationship, your man is not a big talker. You can tell that by his blue chakra. It looks to me like he's probably very much a thinker or work. This is very stressful time. You realize he's out driving and handling things and delivering items. He's probably very nervous. You looking at the relationship here and from what you wrote me and things that you put down in your private, I can tell you that sometimes friends will do that. Never take your own counsel just from them. People sometimes feel or sense what they want to feel. I'm a very gifted person, and I went into a room and people had arguments, and I felt all that. These people are feeling the nervous and the odd. I do feel that you need to just sit down. Sometimes, and with the age and things you're talking about with this gentleman, he may be going through some other stuff that he may be nervous to tell you about himself, is what I saw. I do feel that this man does suffer from something from the stomach, and I saw there's a little bit of problem here where he is not getting the rest that he needs to get. So I do feel that. Talk to him. Let me know. You always can call me at 516-453-608. I'm sorry. I got a new phone number on this radio show, and I'm getting used to it. 516-453-6081. And I look forward to hearing from you, Denise. And blessings to you in Alabama. You know, stay safe down there. We're going to grab that phone, and we got a little bit more time. Those of you calling in, make sure you get in today. We're going to be on prime time. It'll be a little bit more. We always have done this show for an hour, but today we're testing it out and trying to make sure you can all hear us and everything's working properly. Hey, 804, what are you doing, 804?
I'm doing terrific. I just came across your show, and I want to connect with you if you hang on with my number. But my name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia. I don't know what you need to do a reading, but I can barely hear you. I don't know if it's the connection from your end, but I don't know if you can hear me okay.
I can hear you okay. Is that better, Hugh?
I'm listening. It's very, very low, so there's something going on, because this is a landline I'm calling from, but do you need any information as far as my birthday and... The first name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. My birthday is September 22nd, 1944.
Thank you, Hugh. And the guides are showing me that I feel like there's been some sadness. I feel like you have went through some things where you're a very strong-minded man, is what I'm going to say. They're telling me that you're looking at... I saw, ironically, I lived in Virginia. I love it. It's a beautiful area. And I saw you looking and handling things. I feel like you've had to take some time for you, is what they're showing me that's going on. They're showing me that it's going to be some better things now. Have you had some people that are not connecting? Because I saw you a little, like you're wondering what's going on with some of connections with some family or some people. I feel like there's something that has got you wondering.
Yes, I'm actually a global visionary, Jethro, and I'm bringing forth some very powerful strategies and paradigms. I'm looking to empower women and indigenous people globally in my work, and rooting out corruption at the same time. That's the biggest problem mankind has had, and bringing in new paradigms that will transform the entire fields of global economics, education, politics, religion, and more, based on spirituality and unconditional agape love, making everything transparent, ethical, legal, and moral. So the previous caller you had, those are the kind of people I'm looking to be a blessing to.
I feel it, and I feel your calling, and I feel this is really good, and that's what I felt. I feel that you see through and you know some of the things that are going on, and I thought it was a very positive experience for you in the calling that you're getting. I'm very spiritual. I saw angels with you. I think you're one of our light hero people that are trying to find the right answer to what you can do to make sure sure people are getting what they need to have happen and what they're going through, and making sure that everything is completely dealt with in a way, you know, that it's going to be the betterment for women. I'm very impressed with it. The guide said that they said there was going to be some kind of book, some things where you're putting together. Are you doing classes or speaking in front of people with groups?
Well, I want to co-author. I have so much to give, and that's why I want to connect with you after. But if you will allow me to, I don't do email or texting by choice either. I stay in a very creative mode. But if I can share my name as a Twitter page that's managed on the internet on my behalf, that has an opportunity that people can utilize immediately related to a poem I offered that's in the President Ronald Reagan Library. It's been discussed as a weapon against terrorism, and Maya Angelou even commented on my poem. And I want any artist, any nonprofit, any company to take the poem and utilize it for their own use to do fundraising or just bring attention back to who they are and what they're doing, and adhere to the message of the poem, which is very short. It can be put on like T-shirts and coffee mugs and posters. It's titled Caring Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. It sort of sums up what life is all about. So if I can share that Twitter page and tell you where to look for that, you can utilize it yourself immediately.
Very nice. I will look at that, and I love that. Thank you. And I have quite a few people here looking at it, checking on it, and I love this. I'm very grateful today you came in and you're on the show here with us, and I apologize if you can't hear me real well. I had moved up my microphone to make sure I'm close to them.
Yeah, that's all right. I have to give my full name so you'll be able to see it, if I may.
Yeah.
It's Hugh, H-U-G-H, last name Charlson. That's spelled T like Tom, R-A, U-L-S like Sam, E like Edward, N like Nancy, and then just put Twitter after my name. You don't have to have a Twitter account. You'll see some recent eye-opening posts, and if you scroll down to the date of April 24th, where it says new updated press release concerning poem Caring Sharing, click on that. It will bring you to a page on a big website, and if you scroll down, you'll see two brief press releases, and the second one down has hyperlinks that will confirm everything I was just telling you about the poem. So I'll let you move on, and I'd love to speak with you if you want to give me a call, or I'll call you after the show.
No problem. I'm looking forward to it. We'll have some time here after the show, and I'll be able to talk to you. And you, I'll look at this, see what we can do, and see if we can't share you on some of our stuff there to help some other people. And thank you, and bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. And it's people helping people, helping people in a spiritual way that will get the whole world on track in the right way. Thank you again, and God bless everyone.
We are going wild here. All of you guys tuning in, this is Psychic Gone Wild. We're having people calling in all over. We've got a little more time. We're going to grab one more of you lovely phone. I had some friends writing me here and said, Justin, we just found out that other people are contacting me and wanting to talk to me about what is going on in the world. We know there's some things happening there. I hope all of you guys that are contacting are able to come in, feeling that work and making sure that things are going there for what you need to have happen. I'm going to grab that phone. We've got 804.
Yeah, I was just on Jeffro.
Oh, you, and I got him coming up again. The name just came back to him. His number comes up. I guess he's popular. We got a bunch of numbers. 770. Here, we'll let you have a time off. You, it was good talking to you. How are you, 770?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well,
hello.
This is Jeffro. Can you not hear us?
Hi, Jeffro. Hi. Maddie here.
Hey, Maddie. Oh, my gosh. Long time no talk. How you been?
I know. It has been a while. In fact, I was listening, and I say, it's been so long, that doesn't sound like his voice.
Everybody's saying
I know.
That.
I've been keeping up with you a little bit on Facebook.
Oh, I love it.
I know
you
you're moving around
puberty.
Quite a bit.
Oh, my God. Puberty. That's what happens.
Yeah. Give me a, got a good message for me?
I've been asking here. Give me permission by giving your date of birth and your full name.
Maddie, my date of birth is 1/7, and my full name is Maddie Louise. What marriage name or maiden name?
Maiden.
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
I'm seeing, Maddie, that you've got some kind of project, something you're going to be doing that's going to put you into some things later, a little busy. I feel like you're going to be helping out something in the community. I did see them. The guys were showing me when we were first talking that you have to be, I feel like you have a little bit of health things or something. I saw some angels kind of coming in and out, and they were telling you to kind of, they're trying to be careful and take it lightly is what they said. They said that you're on a good scale of doing stuff, but I saw something coming up where people were talking to you and you were working on helping some individuals in your community.
Well, that has been my desire for sure. Yes.
I love it. It's coming.
But
it's
says take it a little easy.
Take it in pieces. You know, you want to jump right in with that water. You got to take it a little bit easy. Start going things that you feel. And I saw a really beautiful thing there that as individuals were working with you. I feel like you've got some spiritual guides coming through. There's some things happening for you that are coming in and been hanging around you and has been working towards making that really positive feeling you've got. They're showing me that it's there. Have you been having a little bit of angel stuff there? You know what I'm talking about? Feathers, light, maybe the lights flickering, things going a little different? Because I saw an angel helping you. Like, they want you to help people. They said that you've been wanting to, and you'd be really good at some community service a little bit, or helping some other people, and them helping you, and they give you a place to put all that passion, you know, that you have.
Oh, wow. That sounds like what I've been feeling. Really have. And I think my dreams have been telling me quite a bit, too. Yes.
Very wow. Strong. You've been very gifted. A lot of purple around you. And you won today. It's ironic. We just picked the number, and you're the third caller. We have 1 and 3 were the winners. And the lady got 1, 2, and you're going to get an Amethyst necklace. I need you to send it at psychicjethro.com. That's our website for Psychic Online.
I can hardly hear you. What did you say? I was the third caller.
Third caller, so you won an Amethyst necklace. I just need you to go on psychicjethro.com and put in your information, and I'll send you a free necklace that you won.
Oh, I want an Amethyst? Oh, my God.
Yes.
And where do I go receive this?
To psychicjethro.com. You know, it's my website there. It's on the page if you see it on the computer. If not, it's psychicjethro.com, and you'll see a thing that says contact.
Is it on your page? Because I can barely hear you. You're very soft.
Yes.
It comes like you far away.
I don't know what's doing that today. It would be
go to psychicjethro.com.
Yeah. And put in on the website there where you can see psychicjethro.com, and it would be contact me and do it there. You said you're with Facebook. You can also just send it to
contact
me in a private
what?
Message. Send it to me in a private message on Facebook, and I'll do it there. I'm PsychicJethro10. I'll let you guys know that I'm on Facebook, and I'll do in the message.
Oh, just email you, PsychicJethro.com?
Yep, and I'll send it to you. Either way, anything that works, Maddie, and I'll look up on Facebook and see if I can find you and message you just so that I have it to send it. It takes a couple days in California, but you guys will get it in the mail, and I thank Mary. I thank you, Maddie. We're going to go. I hope this was great. I'll get the computer.
Oh, yes, it has been. Oh, yeah. I will. Is your email on your Facebook page?
My email there is jethrohelps@gmail.com. My first name, J-E-T-H-R-O.
Okay. I'll go to your Facebook page and grab it off of there.
I love you. Thank you, guys. Come and see me next
time. Love
remember
you, too, dear.
Remember tomorrow at noon.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be back home testing it out. Come back and let's talk a little bit and get ready. I've got a psychic name man that's going to rock your boat. I've got some other people that are coming in, and they're going to go wild. So be ready to go wild again.